talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And one of the biggest, I would say second biggest after voting rights, but one of the biggest pieces of legislation confronting Congress is the infrastructure bill. Now, which infrastructure bill? Not the hard infrastructure. That's already passed the Senate with 19 Republican votes, 69 votes. Moscow Mitch voted for it. $1.2 trillion, roughly, a little over $1 trillion. Over 10 years, it's about $110 billion a year. Half of it already allocated. The fight is in the House of Representatives, where the progressives won't vote for it unless the soft infrastructure of $3.5 trillion gets passed first by the Senate, and that ain't going to happen because of Sinema and Manchin. Well, there's a development. The development is that apparently they're very close to having a resolution where the progressives will vote for it and that there will be an enhancement of the soft infrastructure, but not to the full extent that the progressives want. Here are the details. The new bill that's being proposed, Biden has recommended somewhere between $1.75 trillion and $1.9 trillion. Manchin said he wouldn't do more than $1.5 trillion. Sinema won't do anything. The progressives want $3.5 trillion. If Biden can pull this off, $1.75 to $1.9, it would provide universal preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds. That's very important. Child care. Family leave for a year rather than 4 years, elder care, Medicaid enhancement for hearing and vision, and the child tax credit for 1 year rather than perpetual. But what won't be in there are 2 years free community college, tax hikes on corporations, and to me, the most damaging, the renewable energy allocation of $150 billion for utility companies to convert from dirty fuel to clean fuel. And you think, well, $150 billion, why not just cut something else out and put it in? Because Manchin won't vote for it. Then he won't vote for anything. Manchin will not vote for anything if that's in it. So what are we going to do? If we can land this thing, if we can bring it down, it's going to be a huge, huge boost for this country, first of all. Very, very important. Secondly, it'll resolve the gridlock in the Democratic Party. And frankly, there's a lot of urgency to this, and I don't know if it can be done in time. There is an election pending in Virginia and New Jersey for governor first week in November. The election is tied in Virginia. Tied between McAuliffe and Youngkin, the Republican hedge fund guy, no business being governor of Virginia. And frankly, this fighting with the Democratic Party has hurt Democratic candidates around the country. It's time, frankly, for the progressives to suck it up and vote for this thing. It is a very, very good bill. It is time for them to stop holding a gun to the head of the hard infrastructure that's there now. They're Democrats. We should not have a separate so-called progressive caucus in the Democratic Party. That is an ideological caucus. They should follow the Democratic platform. It reminds me in The Onion back some years ago when Starbucks was getting very popular and opening a ton of new restaurants. The headline said, Starbucks opens new Starbucks in the bathroom of existing Starbucks. That is essentially what the Progressive Caucus is. It's wrong. It's a joke. There should be one Democratic Party. You just have one set of you have one platform. If we had any party discipline whatsoever, Biden would sit down with Manchin and Sinema and give them their orders. Give them their orders. Suspend the filibuster on voting rights. All right, you want to do don't want to do $3.5 trillion. Fine, we'll shave it down a little bit, but you're going to do it. And the progressives, Bernie wanted $6 trillion. AOC in an interview with Rachel Maddow wanted $10 trillion. This is all crazy. Crazy numbers, stupid numbers. $1.75 to $1.9 trillion is an enormous amount after $1.1 trillion for hard infrastructure and many trillions for COVID relief. The right thing to do. What it will do is telegraph to the country that the Democratic Party has its act together, it's in control, and it can govern. But otherwise, this lack of party discipline and this fruiting around on the part of this rump group called the Progressive Caucus is going to badly injure the country and badly injure the Democratic Party. So let's take a look at the constituent elements of the new bill. Constituent elements of the new bill: universal preschool for 3 and 4 year olds and childcare. Are you kidding me? That was at the core of it originally. Family leave, paid family leave. Yeah. For a year. Great. The alternative was 4 years and the progressive alternative was perpetual. Many companies do give family leave and the ones that don't. So you get it for a year. And then when I say for a year, it's limited to 4 weeks. It's limited to 4 weeks. There's one alternative that would make it perpetual, but for 4 weeks, okay. 4 weeks is a month. Be nice if it were 12 weeks. Okay. Right now it's nothing if you do not have it in a contract. Elder care, Medicare expansion of hearing and vision, the child tax credit for 1 year instead of forever. Okay. Well, address it in the future, depending on how we're doing economically. What's out is the 1.2 years for community college. I would like to have seen it stay in. By the way, that's got to be extended when it does come in to all state universities, not just community colleges. The first 2 years of any UW campus should have it. The first 2 years should have it. However, that'll be out. Okay, but there are Pell Grants. You work part-time, you take a few loans, and you get through college the way people have always gotten through college. The really tough one to me is the exclusion of renewable energy money, $150 billion, to require and incentivize utilities to convert to clean energy. That's not the money that's in dispute. That's the thing that's in dispute. And Manchin says, I won't vote for it because I come from a coal state. Okay, deal with it. Okay. If he says that, what do you do with him? Do you wait 2 years? Luke is grinning. Luke is a millennial progressive from either Mifflin Street or Willie Wash. One of those two, obviously. And here's the deal, Luke. Here's the deal, my friend. If this idiot Manchin won't do it, do you sink everything? What do you do? What do you do if you were Biden?
Sounds like Joe Manchin's holding the whole thing hostage if we put clean, right, renewable energy stuff in there, Matt. That's what it sounds, right, like to me. He's the one taking hostages.
Right.
I don't know.
He's holding it hostage, and Pramila Jayapal is holding it hostage on the other side. What do you do with the two hostage takers?
She's not holding it hostage. She wants to make sure that Joe Manchin's getting what he wanted. Joe Manchin's getting the hard infrastructure that Joe Manchin believes his voters in West Virginia want. And Pramila Jayapal is doing the same thing and making sure that we get soft infrastructure and what her constituents in Seattle, Washington want. And there was an agreement, and I just don't understand. Joe Manchin knew that there was two tracks. He stated that there was going to be two tracks. We were going to do them at the same time. We were going to get both of them passed. And now he's of the mindset that he's like, no, make sure that I get mine. I want to have the hard infrastructure passed. And then eventually maybe we'll get around to doing the other soft infrastructure stuff.
And he's willing to do the other at $1.5 trillion. But let me ask you this. What do you do?
So, that's less than half, fine, of what it is. That's way more compromise coming from the progressive
Luke,
side than it is
point?
From his side.
What do you do with Manchin?
I don't know what you do with Manchin, but the problem is.
Tell me what you do with Manchin.
Joe Biden's got to get Manchin to say, hey, you said there was going to be two tracks. You need to honor that.
Okay, he's already said that. What do you do? Do you screw up the whole thing?
I don't know.
Screw up the whole thing?
I really hope that's not where it goes, but I'm telling you that.
Well, are you willing to screw up the whole thing?
I'm not the one voting. It's not on me. Don't put that on me.
You're dodging.
No, I'm not dodging it because it's not my responsibility to pass this legislation. It is Joe Manchin and the progressives' responsibility to pass this legislation.
It's our responsibility as citizens to say what we want to have done.
I want Joe Manchin to hold up his end of the bargain. Joe Manchin said there was two tracks and we were going to get both.
Yeah.
And Joe Manchin needs to hold up that end of the bargain. And if he doesn't,
what do you do?
Matt, I'm telling you, we got to take what we can get, but Joe Manchin's got to honor his word.
Yeah. What do you do if he doesn't?
I'm not voting for Joe Manchin either way, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know what we do is we get what we can right now, beating the hell out of him, try to get more Democratic senators in the next election, and then take it from there. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up, okay? Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the ramble.